Peter Aluto, director of the Hillsborough County Planning and Growth Management Department, said that there will be advantages under the new law, SB 360, that requires all counties to study mobility fees.
What we're shooting for is a fee that's fair and equitable, a fee that's certain, and a fee that can be determined, you know, quickly without a lot of negotiation, because after a lot of research, it turned out that the longest point in the approval process is negotiating transportation concurrency. We can shorten that down with mobility fees. So, and Senate Bill 360, you know, gave us an avenue to do that.
Sandra Goring of King Engineering, an infrastructure engineering firm, says there's a difference between concurrency, which is used now to assess impact fees, and SB 360, which proposes mobility fees.
From a theoretical level, concurrency was adopted to prevent sprawl. What it really did was kind of the exact opposite. Unfortunately, it took us about 25 years to see the impacts of that, where concurrency was really pushing development outside of the urban area where we wanted it to be. What Senate Bill 360 was trying to do was take that development out from outside the urban areas and make it easier and cheaper for them to do inside. Basically putting it back into the urban areas where you want redevelopment, where you want development to go, but because of traditional concurrency, it's always been too expensive to build there.
Land use attorney Cammie Corbett of Foley & Lardner explains the intent of SB 360.
The idea behind Senate Bill 360 and the transportation concurrency exception areas was to address the problem that you have in urban areas where you have existing failing road networks and new development is trying to occur, but because of the existing failures and backlogs, they can't develop because they can't possibly fix the system.
Scott Jones, Vice President of Operations for the developer Newland Communities, put mobility fees and impact fees into perspective.
A residential development near USF, which would currently be in the city, would currently be exempt from concurrency. And the mobility fee zone would be about, that cost for that house would be $6,500.
Versus
typical? Zero right now.
Zero right now?
Yeah. And, so in Waimama, this is the other extreme, and I know it's an extreme, but Waimama, the impact fee right now, I believe, is around $1,500 a house. And the mobility fee would be $39,752. I would make the argument that every cost that a developer or builder pays to build a house goes into the ultimate cost of that house, yes. The market determines the actual price, but when everyone's paying this increased price, which is one of the points, is to be fair and equal all the way across the county, it will raise the prices of all houses in Hillsborough County.
You can find links to more information about SB 360 and mobility fees on our website, wmnf.org/news. This is Glenn Pendergrass in Tampa reporting for WMNF News.